The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Ger Gilroy is with me from Off the Ball to look ahead to the weekend's sporting action. We were talking about Rory Gallagher first. So, and if this was the big sporting news that made normal news headlines, if I call it that, yesterday, when everybody got a push notification to say Rory Gallagher, who had been penciled in to take over at Nace, at the GAA club there, and who, well, you tell us the story, effectively lost the gig after Jarlath Burns, the president of the GAA, got on to Nace and said, I don't think you should give him the job.
So Nace is obviously a massively successful GAA club.
Super club, it's huge. Kildare.
Yeah, and their underage is so successful that they actually play outside of Kildare in hurling and football to facilitate the teams they have and the level of competition they have. Massively ambitious, have been high profile in Leinster in recent years. And Rory Gallagher was joining the backroom team as one of the coaches. And they confirmed this, and it was due to be ratified by the executive committee of Nace GAA. Now, obviously, the Jarlath Burns email to the chairman of the club is the one that has garnered the most attention. But by all accounts, hundreds of emails were sent petitioning the executive and the management of the club not to appoint Rory Gallagher. And this came from the rank and file members of Nace GAA club.
Because of allegations that have been made by
his wife,
Rory
Nicola,
Gallagher,
his ex-wife Nicola, posted on Facebook details. It's an extraordinary Facebook post that's detailed in minute accounts a series of allegations of abuse during two pregnancies, allegations of choking, being glassed, twice being bitten, fingers and ribs, you know, very specific allegations outside in a car park in Clona. So it happened on both sides of the border, and therefore it would have been, jurisdictionally, it would have been something to be investigated both the Gardaí and the PSNI.
And allegations that Rory Gallagher has always denied. And
twice. Two files were sent to the PPS.
Which is effectively like the Crown Prosecution Service in the north.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And no prosecutions were brought on the basis of those files. Now, the interpretation of that is all, I was cleared, which is essentially...
Yeah, insufficient evidence. So it was, you know, you were never charged. You can't be cleared if you're never charged.
I had no case to answer this week.
Yeah, is a legitimate argument to make based on that.
This week we had Rory Gallagher's own words. This is a statement that he issued to the Irish Independent and subsequently, I think, some other media organisations as well. Previously, all of the communications, the denials, had come through solicitors. So this is the first time. It's a fairly significant change in terms of how the communication is coming forth. And a very, you would say, aggressive statement from Rory Gallagher calling on the president of the GAA to retract his email to Nace. And this has obviously provoked a lot of debate about what exactly the role of the GAA president is from a jurisdictional perspective, right? You can certainly make the case, and I've spoken to some lawyers today who are very deeply understand the mechanics of the GAA, and their instinct was that actually probably jurisdictionally he doesn't, you know, the president of the GAA can't be wading in on every single thing. That's not the role. You're not elected to be president. I can totally see the legal basis for that argument. There is another argument, though, that if you are actually elected to be the leader of an organisation like the GAA, you have to lead.
Yeah.
Your job is actually to stand for something.
And we should say, because for people who maybe haven't paid huge attention to it, he didn't send an email saying, I don't think you should do this full stop. He cited the fact that there was a kind of a partnership that had been announced to do with kind of combating domestic violence in society. It was a partnership with Ruhama, I think, and other organisations and the GAA last year in October, I think, sometime, was it?
Yeah.
And this was, he was citing as a reason maybe. Now, and again, we have to be very clear, Rory Gallagher never been charged, has never been up in court over this and has denied what his wife Nicola has alleged he did on many occasions. But that was the reason that Jarlath Burns cited in his email.
This is an unprecedented move in an effort to sabotage my potential appointment, said Gallagher's statement. With great power comes great responsibility. Mr. Byrne's actions are premised on a misguided and self-serving compulsion to share his concern. Regrettably, whilst this is the first time Mr. Byrne's actions have been made public, this is not the first time I've been informed that he has taken matters into his own hands with respect to me and my family life. By Mr. Byrne's own admission, his motivation is the controversy surrounding my personal life, they're all in inverted commas, that has created division. These words should be a matter of concern not just to me and my family, but to every GAA member. It seems that social media commentary and controversy now equates to a license for presidential intervention. So, very strong, right? And then he goes on to say...
he's also saying in that, though, that, and we don't know whether this is true or not, but he's saying Jared Byrne has done this before. And I know he's done work elsewhere, Cardiff as well. Is that where Rory Gallagher is?
Yeah, he's been there the whole time.
Yeah.
So the other aspect of this
the
is
the implication, and reading between the lines, and I don't know, this is only my interpretation. He's saying, you know, similar emails may have been sent there as well, saying, get rid of him.
They took him on knowing what was going on and stuck by him through the whole thing. Most importantly, I engaged with the GAA's own procedures, which set aside my disbarment, which is technically correct, right? What happened when this, so the Facebook post went live. Derry were due to play a big game that weekend. There was a massive outcry. Rory Gallagher stepped aside from his role as Derry manager. And then ultimately a new body, which we kind of hadn't really heard that much about before. It's an adult safeguarding body within the GAA, disbarred him from taking up a role while they investigated him.
Yeah.
He took a case to the Disputes Resolution Authority. A mad case, if you read it, it's 19 pages long of the judgment, where actually the first thing they do is like, we don't recognise the court, but while we're here, can we please take our case to you? DRA are like, this is just, I'm sorry, what? How can you take a case to us and not recognise our jurisdiction? Anyway, notwithstanding that, they were like, look, on the specific legal points that this body didn't actually have the right to disbar you is correct. And because of that, the investigation that they carried out can't also now be made public. And so that's why you're in this limbo where there should be a body to investigate stuff and say, well, we're not sure you should be in charge of teams.
But it is
here,
like the PPS thing as well. You know, it's not quite clear. It's not quite true to say he's been cleared by the legal system. But it's not true to say he hasn't been either. And like this, when he says, I've been exonerated by the GAA's own process, which is kind of the argument made in his defence, that's not entirely true. It's not that he hasn't been exonerated, but they haven't either. They just said you actually didn't have the legal standing to bar him.
Yeah, the statement is really long, I can't tell if it's been written by a solicitor or if this is just... him speaking himself, or if the intention is for him to publish this under his name, but knowing full well that the solicitors are behind it, because he does threaten legal action. Such action is not only without precedent; it seeks to enter into an authoritarian world where due process and procedure count for nothing. But is the leader of an organization, is a community-based organization, is everything always about the law, or is it like, look, I don't think this is a good. I'm not sure that while this is ongoing in the background, we should put you in charge of teams.
Yeah.
I've never asked for sympathy or support. I do, however, ask that this action is formally withdrawn and the contents of the correspondence is retracted. The president should lead by example and accept where he has overstepped the mark.
I think, I'll say it for a third time, you know, never convicted of anything. Rory Gallagher denies all of this. But the innocent until proven guilty, like anything, isn't an absolute rule it doesn't confer absolute entitlements in the sense that there's qualifications to it within the legal system. You know what I mean? Like people are remanded in custody, for example. People are only let out on bail. They are innocent until proven guilty, but those conditions are attached to them. If somebody is under investigation or somebody is facing criminal proceedings with regard to child sexual abuse or exploitation, yes, they're absolutely innocent until proven guilty, but you don't let them near children in the meantime. And I don't think anybody, including Rory Gallagher, would argue that they should be allowed to coach an underage team unless and until a jury of their peers finds them guilty.
Yeah, I think that's a good analogy. There's one last bit here. Absent such a retraction, and he's asking for Jareth Byrnes to, I will have no other alternative but to take legal action to cure the irreparable damage done to me and my family in my ability to continue to work as a manager in the years ahead. You're not supposed to be getting paid. That's it's like damaged my ability to work as a manager.
Anyway, listen, we're kind of tight on time. I know the Australian Open is getting underway. We'll probably talk about it anyway next week as it kind of progresses further through the rounds. But it's a big weekend in rugby.
Yeah, so Leinster, Munster, Ulster all in European Champions Cup action. Ron Nogara was on this morning talking to us about La Rochelle's preparations for the Leinster game. Munster are playing Saracens. They kind of have to win it. Don't really know what to expect from Ulster at the moment. They're in a state of flux, but those games, full coverage and Off the Ball over the weekend.
All right, look forward to it, Ger Gilroy. Thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.